Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
Time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Essan. In the headlines, National Security Advisor Brigadier General Joseph Nunu Mensah appeals to former President Rawlings to help NDC retain power. Government earmarks 1.7 million Ghana cedis to provide accommodation for health personnel annually. Key players in national health insurance discuss implementation of capitation. Coalition of Muslim Organizations cautions against politics of insults. Cote d'Ivoire President Alassane Ouattara, new ECOWAS chairman. And German president resigns over allegations of corruption. First summary by Jennifer Dulabi.
The National Security Advisor of President Mills, Brigadier General Joseph Nunu Mensah, has personally pleaded with former President Rawlings to join the NDC to campaign and retain power this year. He believes Mr. Rawlings' engagement in the party's campaign will assist the party to prosecute successfully the Better Ghana agenda. Brigadier Nunu Mensah, who was speaking at Aguna Kwenyako, said the two leaders have a lot in common and must therefore work together to bring the needed development. Government has earmarked 1.7 million Ghana cedis every year towards the provision of accommodation for health personnel across the country. Minister of Health Alban Bagbin says, after he inaugurated two semi-detached bungalows for medical personnel at the Aguna Kwenyako Health Center in the central region. He said government has also adopted a policy to include housing in the construction of new hospital projects. Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara is now the chairman of the West Africa Regional Group, ECOWAS. The executive director of the West Africa Network for Peace Building, Emmanuel Bombandi, believes his appointment will deepen the relation between Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire. And German President Christian Wolff has announced his resignation after prosecutors called for his immunity to be lifted. Mr. Wolff, who is an ally of Chancellor Angela Merkel, stepped down over corruption claims involving dubious home loans. He has, however, denied any wrongdoing.
Radio Ghana News, for informative, up-to-date, balanced and fair news.
The news in detail. The National Security Advisor of President Mills, Brigadier General Joseph Nunu Mensah, has appealed to former President Rawlings to join the campaign of NDC to retain power and prosecute successfully the Better Ghana agenda. He said the differences between President Mills and Mr. Rawlings are physical and leadership styles and nothing personal. Brigadier General Nunu Mensah made the appeal at the inauguration of a two semi-detached bungalow for the Aguna Kwenyako Health Center and a fully furnished six-unit classroom block for the Aguna Sabah Muslim community in the central region. The two facilities were constructed by the National Security Advisor with assistance from individuals and corporate organizations. So the two leaders have a lot in common and must therefore work together to bring the needed development, which they both cherish, to the people.
I have worked with you since 1979, and I know what you stood for and still stand for. I've also worked very closely with President Mills, for at least 3 years. And I can say without any equivocation whatsoever that apart from the physical differences and style of leadership, you have more in common between you and President Mills than divide you. Disagreements between people are not uncommon. The important thing is that both of you believe passionately in working your heart out to improve the quality of life of the ordinary Ghanaians. I share the same ideas as the two of you do, that even though you and I, in time past, had our differences, we later found accommodation with each other and worked very closely to bring the NDC to power once again, because we have a lot of things in common. The revolution you launched in 1979 to rid this country of such vices as corruption and attain a better life for our people has not achieved the desired objectives yet. There is still a lot of work to be done by the NDC party, which you founded, to get anywhere near the objective you set yourself and the party. We need you on board to complete the task of building a better Ghana.
National Security Advisor Brigadier General Joseph Nunu Mensah. Former President Rawlings said he has no personal problems with President Mills, except that the government is not upholding to the letter the principles of probity, accountability and justice. These, he said, form the foundation of NDC. He cautioned politicians against the use of violence to retain or win power. Former President Rawlings added his voice to calls to avoid the use of insults and intemperate language in the national political discourse.
I'm just hoping, ladies and gentlemen, that as he stands here and he's talking about politicians and their misuse of power or trying to grab power using violence, the same thing will apply to us. And I say the same on the major. It's very important what they've said here today. But I'm saying that let us have the moral high ground by practicing before we open our mouths to preach to others. But I guess what I need to add is that while he's warning politicians and people who would want to use violence to seize power, I hope the same advice goes to sitting governments not to attempt to use power to hold on to their seats or to use violence to hold on to their seats. I would also like this opportunity to draw your attention to what the retired major was also saying about the coarse invectives, the crude, nasty, dirty language we tend to use. He's very right, but I hope the same message is being sent home to our mother party as well as the sitting government.
Former President Rawlings asked the rank and file of NDC to close their ranks, especially those who won their parliamentary primaries, and the losers to patch up any differences between them. This is because this year's general elections will be tough, but was optimistic that NDC will retain power. Former President Rawlings also decried the activities of charlatans who parade themselves as men of God, but are destroying families with their false prophecies. He entreated Ghanaians not to be gullible to the prophecies of these charlatans.
These so-called prophets, these people who talk in the name of God, Quran, the way we sometimes go to the very extreme and we create problems in some places, just as we also take the Bible and also go to the extreme, and this time when you listen to them on radio, watch them on TV, thousands of people are listening to them mesmerized. It's almost as if they are not listening to human beings, but they are listening to God. And they tell you, say, 6-year-old, I won't share no, or you have them, no, what GSD? No, what for fun? I am. Oh, Lord, I am. Only a shishi akwaranu completely. Then, to what extent are we becoming degenerative? Allah and God go hand in hand with sense and truth. And I think it's important. Otherwise, we will do extensive damage.
Former President Rawlings used the occasion to introduce NDC parliamentary candidate for Aguna East, Mami Pokua, to the people and ask them to vote for her. The Coalition of Muslim Organizations Ghana, COMOG, has cautioned against politics of insults, character assassination and baseless accusations as the days towards this year's general elections draw closer. It says politicians must be held responsible for any tension with disastrous spillover. Speaking to Radio Ghana at Agonan Sabah in the central region, the president of Kumog, Major Alhaji Mohamed Issa, said the situation where politicians preach peace in one breath and in another violence must be stopped immediately.
I wish to take this opportunity to urge our politicians to heed good counsel and put a stop to the endless gratuitous insults, deliberate character assassinations, and false allegations on radio and in the newspapers against their opponents. For as long as they continue hurling these insults and false allegations against their opponents, tension will naturally continue to build up. And when the build-up reaches the point of explosion, the political class will have to be held responsible and be blamed for the consequences. The hypocrisy of preaching peace, whilst at the same time engaging in acts that will inevitably lead to the breach of the peace and possible eruption of violence, must stop now.
Major Alhaji Issa said it has come to the attention of Kumog that some schools in Kumasi have refused to allow Muslims to practice their faith. He asked those schools to desist from the practice as it is against the right of the students.
There are some schools in Kumasi which do not allow Muslims to practice their religion, that is praying 5 times a day. This is happening at a time we here are commissioning a project for Muslims, a project which has been undertaken by a Christian, a gesture which enhances our unity and peaceful coexistence in this country. What I'm trying to say is that it is very regrettable that others are not helping to forge and promote the peace and unity others are trying to bring about. Therefore, I want to remind the authorities of the schools concerned that it is the constitutional right of all students, including Muslims and Christians, to practice their religion without let or hindrance in any institution of their choice, and that they, the authorities, have no right whatsoever to deny Muslim students that inalienable right. Kumog, incidentally, is taking up the matter with the Ministry of Education and the Ghana Education Center.
President of the Coalition of Muslim Organizations Ghana, Kumog, Major Alhaji Mohamed Issa. The president of the Ghana Journalists Association, Ransford Tete, has asked the media to give politicians a platform to discuss developmental issues rather than offering the platform to insult each other. This, he said, is the only way the country can avoid violence and continue to enjoy peace. Mr. Tete said this at a press soiree organized by Unilever West Africa in Accra. Here's a report by Victoria Haji and Linda Nyam.
Mr. Tete said the democracy Ghana is enjoying will have not been in existence without the media. He said even though the media is playing its part to cement democracy in the country, it still has a lot to do as the election draws near. Mr. Tete asked the media to keep the country united by churning out accurate information before, during and after the elections to prevent any violence.
I encourage you to just provide information about the elections. Sometimes we are compelled to provide platform for people to engage in intemperate language, insults. Politics is not about insults. Politics is about issues, it's about ideas. Let's make sure that we cut out those who are interested in the insults. Let's give more platform to those who engage on the issues. Classrooms without teachers, hospitals without nurses and doctors, and villages without roads, water and sanitation facilities. Those are the issues that we should challenge the politicians to provide the answers.
The managing director of Unilever West Africa, David Muresi, said the company has a program called Unilever Sustainable Living Plan, USLP, which helps to grow their business as well as reduce the environmental impact of their activities. He therefore called on the media to partner Unilever to make the program a way of life by informing the public about it to enable them adopt it. Mr. Muresi also called on the media to put pressure on government to make gas available to enhance development.
We have availability of large quantities of cheap energy in the form of gas particularly, which I will not cease to bemoan the fact that as of today it is being flared being banned. We should really all look at it, members of the press. Should go there and count and say how many millions of Ghana CDs are being burnt with a flame every day, and put pressure on the government to speed up the availability of gas for energizing the growth of this economy.
The managing director of Unilever announced that the company will this year offer more national service personnel the opportunity to undergo training in the company to be ready for the job market.
A report was filed by Victoria Haji and Linda Nyam. Government has earmarked 1.7 million Ghana cedis every year towards the provision of accommodation for health personnel across the country. It has also adopted a policy to include housing in the construction of new hospital projects. The Minister of Health, Alban Bagbin, disclosed this to Radio Ghana after the inauguration of a 2 semi-detached bungalow for medical personnel at the Aguna Kwenyaku Health Center in the central region. Mr. Bagbin said the government has completed 50 housing units at Tamale Teaching Hospital, and a similar project is underway at Kolebu in Accra and Komfanoche in Kumasi.
The government, realizing the wide accommodation gap in the health sector, decided as a matter of policy to construct a number of housing units each year, spending 1.5 million Ghana cedis per year to provide for the health sector workers. It is also the policy of government to include housing in all new health projects. And as at now, the Tamale Teaching Hospital is receiving this component of the housing, and as of now we finished 50 housing units there. The same is being done at the Kolebu Teaching Hospital and Akonfonuche Teaching Hospital. So government now has decided that the health sector will have to be focused on, because it is housing that also improves the quality of living of people, and it is not quick enough to allow only the Ministry of Housing to handle all the sectors. And so in all the other sectors, some housing components are being factored into, and the Ministry of Health is not an exception. So we're doing that, and we expect that charitable organizations and very, very sympathetic individuals like will make such interventions as he has done at Aguna Kunyapo. So we are happy and we are very grateful for his intervention.
Minister of Health, Alban Bagbin. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. National Security Advisor Brigadier General Joseph Nunu Mensah appeals to former President Rawlings to help NDC retain power. Government earmarks 1.7 million Ghana cedis to provide accommodation for health personnel annually. Key players in national health insurance discuss implementation of capitation. Coalition of Muslim organizations cautions against politics of insults. Cote d'Ivoire President Alassane Ouattara, new ECOWAS chairman. And German president resigns over allegations of corruption. The National Health Insurance Council, for the first time, has met with key actors in the healthcare delivery system to deliberate on the implementation of the capitation being piloted by the NHIA in the Ashanti region. The actors include the Society of Private Medical and Dental Practitioners, Ghana Registered Midwives Association, Ghana Medical Association, the Ghana Pharmaceutical Council, and officials from the Ghana Health Service. The meeting was to afford members of the NHIA Council the opportunity to learn at first hand the implications of the NHIA capitation on health care delivery, withdrawal of the private medical and dental practitioners in the Ashanti region from the pilot capitation, and suggestions to the NHIA to suspend the capitation to give way for further consultations and deliberations. The council was informed about the very low capitated rate and the need to intensify the educational campaign. A source at the meeting told Radio Ghana in Kumasi that the attention was drawn to the fact that the issues arising from the capitation should be the concern of all, as matters of health should neither be trivialized nor partisan. The source said the decision by the Society of Private Medical and Dental Practitioners to withdraw from the capitation did not change. It said the National Health Insurance Council was satisfied with the meeting and hoped to convene another after careful consideration of issues raised. The Ghana Society of Dermatology has asked government to ensure that good quality drugs for the treatment of skin diseases are placed on the NHIS drug list. This is as a result of the increase in cases of skin diseases at the OPD of the hospitals in the country. The suggestion was made at the official launch of the Ghana Society of Dermatology in Accra. Ndagoji was there for Radio Ghana.
The Ghana Society of Dermatology was formed 30 years ago with the aim of providing healthy skin for all Ghanaians through advocacy and education. It also seeks to train skin specialists as well as provide quality treatment of skin disorders. The increasing rate of skin diseases has been a major concern. It is for this reason that the society is calling for skin treatment drugs to be included in the National Health Insurance Drug List. The president of the Ghana Society of Dermatologists, Professor Margaret Latte, appealed to government to provide the needed equipment to regional and district hospitals for early diagnosis and treatment of skin disorders. Professor Latte deplored the prevalence of bleaching, adding that it has come to the notice of the society that parents, especially mothers, have resorted to bleaching their newborn babies with the notion of toning their skin.
One of the things we have addressed, the issue of skin bleaching. As you know, it's a very serious issue. It cuts across all socio-economic classes, and now we have reports that even mothers are bleaching the skins of their children. This is serious because there are side effects of skin bleaching. Apart from the ones that you can physically see, the skin becoming different colors and leathery and thick, there are also other effects like skin cancer, effects like contributing to hypertension, contributing to diabetes, and even contributing to liver and renal failure. So we are also appealing to the Food and Drugs Board to help us to get rid of all the poisonous skins that on the market and are being sold as cosmetics.
The Deputy Minister of Health, Rojo Metelnunu, promised to help build manpower capacity of the society. He said the ministry has decided to train local health workers to help in tackling issues of skin diseases.
Linda Guji filed that report. The flag bearer of the New Patriotic Party, Nana Akufo-Addo, yesterday ended a 7-month nationwide tour to interact with a cross-section of Ghanaians. The tour, which was inspired by the flag bearer's vision to build a society of opportunities and aspirations for every Ghanaian, started in July last year from the Eastern Region and ended in the Volta Region. Nana Akufo-Addo's tour offered them a first-hand opportunity to hear directly from Ghanaians what their concerns, problems and aspirations are. The MPP campaign manager, Boache Jakon, said the tour is the most humbling and enlightening experience for the flag bearer as well as other party leaders. The MPP director of operations, Lord Comey, noted that NDP's rally at Manchaguna, Jamestown and Accra this afternoon will bring to an end the listening tour and usher in another round of nationwide tours. The rally will also see the outdooring of the Greater Accra MPs. The West African Examinations Council, WAEC, has been tasked to ensure that examination malpractices are reduced to the minimum. The Minister for Water Resources, Works and Housing, and the Acting Minister for Education, Enoch Tehementa, who launched the 60th anniversary of the Council in Accra, called on WAEC to sensitize the public to the rules and regulations governing the conduct of its examinations. Here's a report by Rita Nyakon.
The West African Examination Council was established in 1952 with a mandate to determine the examinations required in the public interest of member countries, conduct such examinations and award certificates of comparable standards to international examining authorities. The minister said, as the supervising ministry of the council, it has ensured that over the years, the government and people of Ghana have discharged the obligations in the hosting of the headquarters of the council. He said the council complements the Ministry of Education to deliver quality education at a pre-tertiary level. Mr. Mensah was happy that the council has computerized most of its programs.
WAEC must also be commended for computerizing its procedures, leading to development such initiatives as online registration of candidates, online checking of results, and online assessing of admission notices. And I'm informed that the online dispatch of working papers for meetings of the various international committees of the Council is the latest innovation. My greatest joy rests on the information that plans are being made to introduce e-testing and e-marking the not distant future.
The registrar of WAEC, Alhaja Mulikat Bello, said the council is the only regional international organization that has successfully transited the colonial era. She said the council remains one of the most credible and strongest courts that binds five English-speaking West African countries. Alhaja Mrs. Bello thanked the government and the people of Ghana for the support and cooperation the council has received since its inception in 1952.
Britannia confirmed that report. Assemblies of God Ghana has dismissed a story alleging that a self-styled pastor of Glory Assemblies of God Sakumono, Reverend David Magite, is in the grips of the law for illegally officiating a marriage ceremony and issuing a fake marriage certificate. A statement signed by the Director of Administration of Assemblies of God Ghana, Reverend Stephen Wenkam, emphasized that Reverend Magite, senior pastor of Glory Assemblies of God Sakumono, is the duly accredited minister of the church in good standing. He has been in the ministry since 1990. He is faithful and a loyal minister and a man of integrity. The national leadership has never had an occasion to doubt his integrity. The statement explained that a couple, Reverend Michael Osei Akutu and Reverend Eunice Osei Akutu, performed the traditional marriage, brought their marriage to Glory Assemblies of God Sakumono for blessing, which was officiated by Reverend Magite at an unregistered premises and was given the Assemblies of God marriage certificate. The officiated minister then instructed them to proceed to TMA to register their marriage, which they failed to oblige. First of the news, the West African Regional Group, ECOWAS, has voted Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara as its new chairman. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the appointment, the executive director of the West African Network for Peace Building, Emmanuel Bombande, said his appointment will deepen the relations between Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire. He expects President Ouattara to ensure security and promote trade among member countries. German President Christian Wolff has announced his resignation after prosecutors called for his immunity to be lifted. Mr. Wolff is an ally of Chancellor Angela Merkel, who is an ally of Chancellor Angela Merkel, stepped down over corruption claims involving a dubious home loan. He has, however, denied any wrongdoing. Mrs. Merkel cancelled a visit to Italy yesterday to deal with the crisis. Reports say the crisis is unprecedented in post-war Germany. Mrs. Merkel fought to get Mr. Wolff from her center-right Christian Democrat Party, CDU, to be appointed as president. He has been in the job for less than 2 years. She said she accepted his resignation with respect, but also with regret. Turn the news main points again. The National Security Advisor of President Mills, Brigadier General Joseph Nunumensa, has pleaded with former President Rawlings to join the NDC to campaign and retain power this year. He believes Mr. Rawlings' assistance to the party's campaign will assist it to prosecute successfully the Better Ghana agenda. Government has earmarked 1.5 million Ghana cedis every year towards the provision of accommodation for health personnel across the country. Minister of Health Alban Bagbin said this after inaugurated 2 semi detached bungalows for medical personnel at the Agunan Kwenyako Health Center in the central region. And Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara is now the chairman of the West African Regional Group, ECOWAS. The executive director of the West African Network for Peace Building, Emmanuel Bombande, believes his appointment will deepen the relations between Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire. The news was presented by Samuel Essa in Accra.